And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It's Variety Show 17, which is perfect because I usually make people do an event 16 times in a row before I'm willing to show up. So this...
We got to set a limit. That makes sense.
This is in my wheelhouse. I'm not saying it's not a great event, but I'm at 17. That's the magic number, so I'm very excited.
It takes a little bit of warming up before they're ready for you. That's what it's saying, man.
Exactly. Now that this is a fine-tuned machine helping a good cause, I'm all in.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is a good cause, and we're all in with Variety here. We did the big Radiothon last year. We've got Radiothon 17 coming up here this July.
Exactly.
To raise money for the kids in Kansas City and to enable them to buy equipment that will help them in their everyday lives and adaptable sleds and iPads and computers and playground equipment. It's got to be a good feeling for you that you can go out, you can be funny, you can have a good time, and at the same time do something great for all these children here in KC.
Yeah, one of the nice things about being a comedian is that you get to help out every now and then, and so it's always a pleasure to come out. I do a lot of that here in Southern California with a lot of veterans' causes, and so... you know, it's just something that we get to do, and it's fun for us as well to know that we're not just, you know, yes, to a degree we are selfish, narcissistic, self-focused creatures, but here's a chance to show the world that we're not just that. We can help out. So it's always a pleasure to jump in.
And did I read that you went to Harvard? Are you like the super smart comedian?
Well, we don't like to use the word super smart. We prefer the term better than. I think that's really what we do. So just so we're not misquoting
sure.
in Kansas City. But
right.
Well, yeah, I do have a Harvard diploma
wow.
on my wall, and it does have my name on it. So there's
impressive, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a time when I applied myself correctly.
So what is your degree in? How'd you get into comedy?
Well, actually, this is going to be a great... my degree, actually, let's see, I have to think about it. American Government International Relations. So, of course... I apply that constantly on stage.
Sure.
That's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, just because, you know, you just tell people that topic and they're just buying tickets right away. We cannot wait to hear about his take on the world today. So, yeah, actually, and I went to school there a long time ago, so it does feel like a different lifetime for me.
Well, I mean, you know, it does kind of set you up because today's climate, as far as government and governing goes, I mean, would seem like comedy gold. So in a way, you kind of, you know, you fit right in, it seems like.
Well, you'd think that, except that I virtually forgot everything I learned in college. So like everyone
Perfect.
Else, it's, yeah, it's a degree. I might as well have been a philosophy major for that point. But
So then did you jump right into comedy? How do you leave Harvard? I mean, do you start doing stand-up right away?
Well, sure. I was a tour guide at Universal Studios for a while, and then I was a mobile disc jockey karaoke host because I believe that there's a path of punishment needed before you can begin the truly brutal process of being a comedian. So I had all kinds of odd jobs, and then I came to L.A. and I just started jumping up and taking it on the chin, and then lo and behold, suddenly I get to do this for a living. So it's been it's fun. I wouldn't trade it. I think this is a great form of public abuse that helps other people. So I'm willing to do that night after night.
It always astounds me. One of my favorite documentaries was actually put together by Jamie Kennedy about probably 10 years ago now, but it's the heckler
mm-hmm.
one, and where talk about dealing with hecklers and everything. And it seems like everybody has some kind of a story. Is there anything in your past you remember about a heckler or a way that you dealt with something like that?
The first story that comes to mind is more pain than me great dealing with a heckler. But yeah, sometimes you get someone who just refuses to leave. You get people that just maybe have had too much to drink, and in their mind they're really helping elevate the show. But I had one time where a man was extremely drunk and he was heckling, and before I could even tell him to try to be witty or anything, he just stood up and said he was going to. He was leaving the show, but he was also there with his, like, 85-year-old grandmother. And so when they stormed out of the room, it took literally, like, 45 seconds. And the crowd and I kept staring at him. He would turn back every now and then because he could feel he was losing momentum. He goes, "We are out of here." We'd patiently wait for him. And so it was the greatest exit ever. It ate up a minute of my act, and then she tried to storm, but it was great. So.
Yeah, I would think as a comedian, you would just cringe if you look in the front row and there's a bachelorette party. Like, you see the sash and the tiara, and you know that they just are going to be put away.
Yeah. And you know what? And the human part of you wants to wish her well on her journey of marriage. And then the other part of you, yeah, it's just like, oh, this is not what I planned to do tonight. So we're.
Well, remind me the next time you're in town, I will wear a sash and a dress to your show.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be it's a different kind of show, and that we'll be waiting for you.
Perfect.
And then he'll storm out in a 10-minute long.
I will bring my walker, and I will extremely slowly storm out.
You're so competitive. You're going to try to set the world record for the longest storm out that is held by a lovely lady somewhere in Reno, Nevada.
That's right. And the whole time, I'll just be like, "I'm serious. I'm leaving. I'm out of here."
Serious.
The show, the variety show is this Saturday, April the 1st. Do not be fooled. April Fool's Day is going to be funny, but also do a great thing. 6 p.m. Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. You're playing a great venue there. It's a beautiful theater and a great cause, again, like we've talked about, for variety show. And James P. Connolly is going to be your host this Saturday evening. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
I can't wait to be there. Come on down. It's for a great cause, beautiful theater. And like you said, it is April Fool's Day, but this show is for real. So please don't be fooled and come on down and hang out with us.
Tickets available on Eventbrite. James Connolly joins us here on the show. James, thank you so much, man. We'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right, we'll see you guys. Thanks. Wear the sash.
All right, I will too. You'll know me by that. All right, take care,
bud. I'll know you.
Thank you, James.
See ya.
You got it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Kansas City Fashion Week is upon us, and a lot of people very excited. Shaylee's been showing me pictures, telling me about designers, and we have one of the designers in studio with us this morning, Amy Beck. Hey, thanks for getting up early.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for having me.
I imagine this week is insane for you.
It's not too bad.
Really?
It is for a lot of the designers. I didn't produce a full brand new collection. I'm showing a lot of pieces that have already been seen in Kansas City, just not on the runway. One of the perks of partnering with different designers is that I can add existing bags to their collections and kind of complete them and make them more cohesive. So it's actually just really fun for me because I get to show up and hang out with them and be on the runway. So it's an exciting week.
And your background, so I read that you grew up in Kansas City, and then you got a degree in psychology.
Mostly because I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, and I think that's pretty common. I mean,
sure.
You're 18.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Right.
It was really stressful to figure that out. I think I changed my major like 4 times. But psychology was just fascinating and interesting and relatively easy for me to grasp, so I went with it, got a degree in that. And then I worked at Truman Medical Center for several years as an admin assistant for their attorneys. Super interesting job. they're still really fantastic customers. I love them. But then I went back to school for fashion design. And I had always wanted to do it, but didn't really think anyone would take me seriously. And then I stopped caring about that.
Yeah.
So
forget what they think.
Yeah. So I was very specific when I went back to school. I knew what I wanted to do, and I kind of hit the ground running as soon as I graduated in December of 13. So,
What do you describe your design style as?
You know, it has kind of morphed into a more cohesive look than I think it started out. I wanted originally to create just really like gorgeous bags, you know, that were going to last you forever and just always look amazing. And one of my primary goals was that you would look at it and know it was leather. Like, I'm really bothered by, like, the plasticky kind that you look at and you're like, what's that made out of? That should never happen, like, in my opinion, with leather.
Sure.
So I had this whole, I wanted something very timeless and classic. And it has morphed since then to be a lot more personal to me and fun and funky. I had some color blocking and, like, some different surprises in the pockets. So there'll be a certain lining, like my duffels right now are lined in suede. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. But then you open up the pockets and they're plaid. So I add a little personal touches like that now.
Cool.
Did you ever, you know, it's funny because we've talked to other people within the fashion industry before in Kansas City, people who are doing startups and kind of making their way in the industry. And did you ever consider that you might have to leave Kansas City, or is it becoming that kind of up and coming of a place? So you said, wow, I can really make a market here. I can really, you know, do some good things in Kansas City.
Both, for sure. So I love Kansas City a lot. I plan to personally stay here. I mean, I know the bags will go elsewhere. I mean, the bags need to go elsewhere in order to scale. And I fully intend to go on the coast and other things. But it's really advantageous for me to be here as instead of being a really tiny fish in a huge pond. I really stand out here, you know, and I've got a lot of support and a lot of press, and it's been really fantastic to be here in the Midwest because it's a better platform at the stage of my business that I'm in.
And now for Fashion Week, how does it work for you? Like, when are the runway shows? Like, what part are you in here? When will we see your
stuff? So I'll be showing on Saturday. The show started on Wednesday. There's four nights of shows. And I have partnered with two different designers, Christian Michael, who makes amazing men's and women's wear. He's amazing. And I've also partnered with Natalia of Lucia's Sarto, and she makes incredible gowns and beautiful pieces as well. So some of my favorite designers is who I'm actually partnering with. But Natalia's line is a little more casual, so it goes with my bags this year. So it's really fun because I am partnering with two of my favorites, and it's all on the same night. And I'll be showing with Christian before intermission and Natalia afterwards. So
it looks extremely fun. I've seen the pictures. I'm so like, fun. Oh, man, we should get out there. I mean, it kind of, I've never been to a runway show, except for the one time when I was five when I walked the runway as a potential model.
His modeling debut.
Yeah.
It was my one and only.
And finale.
And I lost.
That's weird.
I lost the contest. So, I just like
so
to bring
fun.
That up.
Yeah, it's so fun. I would like to go every night, every season. And the Kansas City Fashion Week staff is incredible as well and super nice. And there's new designers every season. There's so much talent here in the Midwest, but we've also started to bring in designers from other cities as well. So that's really fun. But you can find the full list of designers on the Kansas City Fashion Week page. And there's a lot of really fun people to check out.
Yeah, and all the information is at kcfashionweek.com. If you want to buy tickets or just check out information about all the designers and stuff, it's all there.
All right, very good. It's very nice to meet you. The best of luck to you.
Thanks so
Do
much.
You have your website, Facebook, any way that people can get a hold of you and your bags there?
Sure. So my brand's name is Dolyn Bags, D-O-L-Y-N. And I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook as Dolyn Bags. And my website is dolanbags.com.
There we go.
Excellent.
Nice and easy. Yeah.
Easy way to get a hold of you. Well, hey, best of luck to you in the show tomorrow.
Awesome.
And
thanks
for
so
coming
much.
By.
Thank you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Big weekend in Kansas City, Stanford's. We've got Eleanor Kerrigan in studio this morning. You're going to be out there a couple of shows tonight, a couple tomorrow night.
Yes.
We can go see you. Is this your first time to Kansas City?
This is my first time. I'm very excited.
This is it.
Wow. Yeah. Newbie.
I'm a newbie.
Yeah. Gonna break you in.
Pretty good. I mean, I'm a Royals fan-ish.
Are you really?
Well, I like baseball.
Yeah.
And they show up is what I like. So I thought, I'm from Philadelphia originally.
Okay.
So I'm always going to be, my Phillies are in my heart, you know. And then I'm a big Red Sox fan. So
sure.
That's a weird thing.
Okay.
But, you know, I watch everything.
Right.
My mama.
Right. Did it bring you pleasure that we beat up on the Mets? Is that,
always,
as a Philly fan?
Anytime the Mets or anybody in New York gets beat,
it's a good thing.
Get excited.
It's a good thing, yeah.
We have rivals, especially the Mets. Mets.
Right.
But the Yankees, too, with the Sox. So
it's
the same.
It's the same.
It's like a double hatred.
Yeah.
Every time I go.
Well, this is a big time then because, I mean, opening day, Monday,
this is it.
This is the good stuff.
Love it. It's exciting. My mom watches baseball. My mom was the sports nut. My dad was not into it.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's a Marine. He's more into girls. Just say that. Papa's a Rolling Stone. He's a good time, though.
How was your childhood? How did you grow up?
Oh, an amazing childhood. I grew up... I've grew up in South Philly. Yeah. I have 9 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Yeah, good time. Mom's still sleeping.
Man. And your dad did like girls.
Yes. Goodness. We would make joke with her that when she, because she had a hysterectomy, and when she did, we were like, were there still kids in there?
Oh. Was
there? Like, how many? Who does that? That's too many kids. That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
I don't like kids, but if you do, good for you.
We have some. Whether we like them, I think it depends on the day.
Yeah, so. Depends on the day. They're a little spoiled now. It's too much. They're too expensive.
Oh, no kidding.
How many iPhones? How many iPhones?
Ask him. That was our whole topic this week.
Just talking about that.
She's 6, and she wants it for her birthday, so he's buying her one.
I didn't say I was buying
her one. You're
buying her one. I had a 5-year-old that asked for a Kindle Fire. I'm like, you can't read. What do you want? A Kindle Fire. Get out of here. It's crazy. I'm like, your father's unemployed.
Yeah.
Right, maybe he's not, but still.
They are very spoiled now.
Yeah. But you have to give them a shiny object. They have to have something to play with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I babysit, I co-host the Comedy Store podcast with the great Rick Ingram, who's also a Kansas City boy, very funny guy. And he has a 7-month-old, and she took my iPhone. I was like, what's happening right now? She's 7 months. I had to pry it out of her little hands.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, it's what she wants. Just give it to her. I'm like, okay.
They can already swipe right. Yeah. I'm telling you, literally.
She was better at it than me. She fixed the problem I've been having for months. I couldn't get the thing to go sideways. I was like, oh my God, the 7-month-old child is outshining me on my iPhone.
And now you're a bunny rabbit?
Yeah. They don't buy bunny rabbits anymore.
And you're busy. You're on the Dice Show. You do a lot of stuff with Andrew Dice.
Yeah, I just finished filming. He has a show, his second season on Showtime.
Yeah.
I play this. It's a very funny character, so it's good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm the bar mitzvah boy. There's a big bar mitzvah. It's a long story, but anyway, it's very funny. Anything with dice is funny. We've got a long history together. We had a reality show a while ago on VH1 called Dice Undisputed.
Okay, yeah.
And then after that, I started doing stand up, and so like you know. And we dated for a while. Things got weird. Anyway.
But not weird enough to where you can't work together now.
I mean, no, we can't. We're really close. In fact, the last couple of years, I've been dating his uncle. So everything's working out. So it's a weird thing, but it happened. Yeah.
Okay, nobody ever says this, but one of my favorite movies is The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Of course,
I love that movie.
I love that you love it. We did a tour in Australia, and people were like, I can't believe I have Ford Fairlane in my car. I'm like, I can't believe you just referenced Ford Fairlane.
Right?
It's 2000.
This is how bad it was.
It was 2015 we were there or something. Okay. The 13th.
I had to go on eBay and buy a VHS copy of the film.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's how, yes.
That's how you couldn't get the DVD?
I don't know why I couldn't. I couldn't find it somewhere, but I went. I was able to get a VHS copy.
He had to wait for Blockbuster to shut down, then he went in and took it up.
He shut it down intentionally.
I paid nothing for it, too. I just walked out with it, so it was great.
You could steal it. Yeah, it's fun. We still tour together a lot, so it's...
that's cool.
It's been a ride, but we both, we need a new family, so...
Oh.
That's what we're saying, like, because I don't date his uncle anymore, and he don't date... So we're out there looking if you guys know anybody.
Here you go. Tonight and tomorrow is your chance. She needs a new family.
Come on out.
Yeah, you bet.
A couple of shows at Stanford's. Craig, we can give some tickets away?
Go ahead.
Is that good?
Please, okay. Yes.
Hey, 576-7102. We'll put you on the show guest list for tonight or tomorrow.
7:45 and 9:45 at the Legends.
You got it.
That's how I sound when I wake up.
It's really nice to meet you. Enjoy your time in Kansas City.
Thank you guys so much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.